Greetings, greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. And this is thinkaboutit.org, the mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, June the 12th, 2011. Now, this is the Mind of God program, and on the Mind of God program, we endeavor to climb up out of the mind of the wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. We endeavor to climb up out of the mind of the house of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and the wicked 1%, 2% wicked ruling class and ruling families, bankers, oligarchs, plutocrats, those in power in this wicked, rotten system. We want to climb up into the mind of Christ. Climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Yahweh, the mind of Allah, the mind of Illah, the mind of the Most High. As we do this, we will find ourselves organizing, coming together for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. And we are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any religious, political, revolutionary institution and organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is my helper, my engineer, my facilitator, the coordinator of this website, and I'm thankful for my beautiful sister, and I pray that the Most High blesses her and her children. You may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. yahlove@comcast.net. And as we always do, let us pause and give thanks and praises unto the Almighty Father Creator and the Almighty Mother Creatress. So we give praises unto the Most High Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, Father is known as Abba. In the African Arabic language, the Father is known as Allah, A-L-L-A-H. In Egypt, Father is known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as the natives of the Americas, Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. Also, we must give praises to our wonderful, beautiful, and precious Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Mother, Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom in the African Hebrew language is chokmah. That word is a feminine word referring to a feminine entity, in this case, our mother, the Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus, only the feminine. Only the mother conceives. Holy Spirit must be our mother. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother as well. Mother of creation, mother of the universe. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of our mother Holy Spirit are Ruach HaKadosh. And Kadosh is the African Hebrew word referring to a living holy entity. And the word Ruach, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, the word Ruach is the African Hebrew word for spirit. And that word Ruach in the African Hebrew language is a feminine word referring to a feminine entity, in this case our mother, the Holy Spirit. In the African Arabic language, her name, the name of Mother Holy Spirit, is Ella, spelled I-L-L-A-H. And our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Ella, Ella, Ha'il Allah. And you hear Ella, you hear Allah. Now, it is traditionally translated as there is no God but God. But because we know Ella is the mother and Allah is the father, it should be translated, there is none but you, O mother and father. Because mother Ella and father Allah have come together to give birth to the whole of creation, the universe, the human family, out of the spirit of love. In Egypt, mother Holy Spirit is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as the natives of the Americas, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. So I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, my sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Jesus the Christ are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but you might as well believe and know the truth, that Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So, I and I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. You and me, you and I, are the I and I in Haile Selassie I, Rastafari, because all of us are divine manifestations of divinity, living in this divine universe, this divine creation, on this divine planet that we call Earth, in this divine house that we call our physical house. The first I in I and I refers to the original self, united with Creator Father and Creatress Mother, united with creation. The second I in I and I refers to the human family, those outside of yourself, the human family united with the same Almighty Father Creator and Almighty Mother Creatress, and united with the whole of creation. So we are the I. And so, sisters and brothers, this is all to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested within your and my personalities in this time, thereby making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ. In other words, when we call each other by our names, we are really calling on Jesus Christ within that person. This is all in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that in these last days of judgment in the United States of North America, Empire Babylon, Rome, and Britain, and the imposter state of Israel, in these last days, Christ would come and manifest in the uprising of the oppressed masses of human family. And we, in manifesting Christ, manifesting Yahshua, would rise up and overturn and destroy the power of the synagogue of Satan, the United States of North America empire. I don't say government, I say empire will be destroyed. British Empire, United States of North America empire, imposter state of Israel empire, modern day Rome, Babylon empire will be destroyed through Christ manifesting within our personalities. So we give thanks and praises for the prayer. Now, we have been in Revelation, and we will go back to Revelation. We have been talking about current affairs, the testimony of Jesus Christ, the revelation of Jesus Christ, looking at current affairs through the eyes of Christ, the eyes of Jesus. Christ means the anointed, the spirit of the anointing spirit to rise up and deliver the oppressed. That is Christ. The Yahshua, Jesus, Yahshua means health and wealth and deliverance and liberty and the vengeance of the Most High on the wicked oppressor and the returning of health and wealth to the oppressed and the deliverance of the oppressed from the oppressor, the liberation of the oppressed from the oppressor. These are the meanings of Jesus, Yahshua. And so we look with the eyes of justice on current affairs. And Revelation come from Apocalypse, giving us our English apocalypse, which means the same as revelation in English, but means to remove falsehood, uncover the truth, so we may see the wicked system in reality and come together and work together and coordinate together in such a way that the oppressor does not know what we're doing, but we see the oppressor, the synagogue of Satan, and we work and organize to break the power of the synagogue of Satan and bring in the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. I'm going to deviate from my normal pattern. I'm going to talk about a couple of current issues and affairs, maybe a few. But I heard a good preacher preach from the book of Ezekiel chapter 28. And I've heard this preaching, this chapter preached for years. Ezekiel chapter 28. And we want to look at this chapter 28 of Ezekiel in a revolutionary manner. There is a traditional way of teaching Ezekiel chapter 28. We want to move from that and go to Joshua. Our Sunday school lessons are in Joshua right now. And we want to go to Titus after that. Then we want to go and end this session this reasoning session in the book of Revelation and continue our study in Revelation. Now, in Ezekiel chapter 28, it deals with the prince of Tyre, T-Y-R-E, and then the king of Tyre. And this nation of Tyre in the ancient days was a nation in the ancient days in the Middle East, Tyre and Tyrus. Excuse me, the nation is Tyrus, T-Y-R-U-S. So the Ezekiel chapter 28 talks to the prince of Tyrus. And then it talks to the king of Tyrus. And we see that the Most High is going to pronounce judgment on the prince of Tyrus and the king of Tyrus. This was a Phoenician city on the Mediterranean coast. And Tyrus means a rock, R-O-C-K. It means a rock, as in a stone or a rock. Now, I read chapters in front of Ezekiel chapter 28 so I could get a flavor as to what the Most High is saying to us and what the Most High wants us to learn concerning Tyrus and the judgment on Tyrus. And it was very interesting. What we see is the Most High judging Israel, judging Samaria, judging Judea, judging the nation of Israel. Samaria and Judea are sister splinter nations of Israel. And what we see is that the nation of Israel was supposed to be a nation of revolutionaries who would stand up for equal rights and justice. They had been delivered out of bondage in Egypt. In Egypt, the Hyksos had come through from Europe, the Hyksos. The Hyksos are the ancestors of today's Israel, today's imposter state of Israel. The European Jew is the descendant of the ancient Hyksos or Hyksos who came from the Caucasus Mountains, Russia, European region, Indo-Europeans. They had come through Mesopotamia around 2000 BC, come down into the Arabian Peninsula. Israel, Palestine, today Arabian Peninsula, infected that whole region with colonialism, slavery, exploitation, brutalization. This Hyksos Indo-European invader came down into Egypt, overthrew the African Egyptians. These are Europeans on the throne at about 1750 BC in Egypt. Caucasian people, European people, Indo-European Hyksos imposters overthrew the black man and woman, the Africans, Hebrews and Egyptians, overthrew them. Sat on the throne, the Hyksos did, took Egyptian names, African Egyptian names and titles, and declared themselves to be Pharaoh. But they were imposters, liars, those who had woven a fictitious narrative to justify slavery, exploitation, and brutalization. And so Moses rises up and fights the Hyksos and condemns the Hyksos. And the Most High sends plagues to condemn the Hyksos and judge the Hyksos, who are sitting on the African Egyptian throne as imposters. And you see the state of Israel is doing the same today. They are imposters. The European Jew is an imposter. Jew is not the real Jew. And so Moses leads the African Egyptians and African Hebrews out of Egypt, away from the Hyksos, and the Hyksos are defeated and eventually run out. And there's a whole lot of drama with that. We won't deal with that. But the African Hebrew Israelite nation, made up of different African tribes, go into this region we call Israel Palestine, and their mission is to stand up for equal rights and justice, stand up for freedom, justice, and equality, and defend and deliver the oppressed from and out of the hands of the wicked, no good, rotten oppressor. And we're going to pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, June the 12th, 2011. And so, I'm setting up Ezekiel chapter 28 by giving you some of the background of Ezekiel chapter 20 through chapter 27 to set up Ezekiel chapter 28. And so the purpose of the African Hebrew Israelite nation was to stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. But after Moses, after Joshua, as time went on, we see that the African Hebrew Israelite nation began to take on the mentality of the oppressor, the mentality of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and began to participate in warfare and bloodshed. We see that as you read from Ezekiel chapter 20 all the way down into Ezekiel chapter 27, we see that that whole region, whether it be the North African so-called Middle Eastern nations, and also some of the European nations, Tubal, Meshech, these are some of the European nations, they began to work together in trade and commerce, because that region is centered between Europe, between Africa, between Asia. And so that region is very strategic and very conducive to trade and commerce. We see that as you read further down, the African Hebrew Israelite nation is judged for participating in warfare and bloodshed, judged for mistreating immigrants, called aliens. Those are immigrants, people traveling and are alien to your territory, were being robbed and charged for protection. And we see that the European nations, Tubal and Meshech, if I have those names correctly, read Ezekiel chapter 20 through chapter 27, and you see that the European nations are administering the trafficking of human beings as slaves. And we see that there's trade of wealth and resources and commerce and people doing business, but people not treating each other righteously. And we see that when some nations are judged, other nations gloat and make fun of the nation being judged, and so then that nation becomes judged. We see that there's hatred from tribe to tribe and nation to nation, and so those nations exhibiting such hatred, they are judged. But we see overall that the Most High is judging a wicked system that takes advantage of human beings through slavery, colonialism, exploitation, and so on and so forth. And we must look at today's current affairs and current events and look at the empire of the United States of North America and the empire of Britain and the empire of the imposter state of Israel and see and understand and know that this modern day synagogue of Satan, the modern day Babylon, is also being faced. They are facing that same judgment. Now, sisters and brothers, when people talk about Ezekiel 28, they say that this Ezekiel 28 is talking about the devil, talking about Lucifer, and it is. But the way we preach this scripture, it is detached from material reality. My minister, Louis Farrakhan, in 1985, in his Power People Organized and Working for Economic Reverse messages, power messages, gave a critique on how we preach God and the devil, how we preach the Most High and Satan, how we preach heaven and hell. And he said, Minister Farrakhan said, that we preach a heaven that is too high and a hell that is too low, and a devil that is too spooky. What was our minister saying to us, Minister Louis Farrakhan? He was saying that the way we preach, it does not help us in this life, in this realm. Heaven too high means you can't reach there. A hell too low means you can't understand the ramifications of hell in this time. A devil too spooky means that this understanding of the devil given to us by the devil slave master and colonizer is such that we do not really understand how the devil works in our lives and how we should be able to come to the knowledge of the Most High to defeat the works of the devil. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is in you here and now. Jesus was asked, where's the kingdom? When is the kingdom? Jesus said, the kingdom of God in heaven is in you. The kingdom of God in heaven is around you. The kingdom of God in heaven is among you. The kingdom of God in heaven is at hand. Not after you die and go into the grave for some future time. No, the kingdom of God in heaven is alive within you here and now on this side of the grave. So conversely, if the kingdom of heaven is in you, then the kingdom of Satan must be in you as well. In that, these realities are here and now, that if we tap into God, we bring out the kingdom of God in heaven. But if we don't tap into God and we tap into the devil, we bring up the kingdom of Satan, the synagogue of Satan, here and now. So we must work here and now and tap into God in ourselves so that we may defeat the devil in ourselves and do away with the devil mentality and the devil mindset. So when we look at Ezekiel chapter 28, the way it is preached, we don't understand that Ezekiel chapter 28 is a warning to the kings and the princes and the oppressor, and a warning that we should not have the mentality of the oppressor, the mentality of the wicked ruling class and ruling families who organize as the assembly and synagogue of Satan to destroy the human family. Ezekiel 28, the way it is normally preached, the preachers preach it, that it's the devil, but that the devil is detached from material reality. The spirit world needs material world to manifest, or the spirit world uses the material world to manifest. When we look at this material world, we are looking at the physical manifestation, but the origin of that manifestation is spirit, the Most High, the spirit root of all that we see. But the Most High uses the material world to manifest in our reality. Satan is a spirit, but that spirit uses the material reality to manifest. And so the way the devil is preached, we do not understand that the devil is manifesting in princes, in kings, in prime ministers, in presidents, in heads of state, in rulers, in the bankers, in the corporations, in this worldwide system of exploitation and slavery. The way we preach the devil abstract, disconnected from the material reality. But the Most High in Ezekiel chapter 28 is warning us about princes, warning us about kings, warning us about governments, giving us insight into politics, showing us that the human being can either tap into God or tap into the devil. We have that power to choose to tap into God and kill the devil in ourselves. Ezekiel chapter 28, warning us about kings of the earth, Tyrus, the nation we're going to talk about, is symbolic in reality of the last day United States of North America Empire, British Empire, synagogue of Satan, imposter state of Israel, Zionist Empire, last day Roman Babylon European Empire. Tyrus is symbolic of Babylon. And so when we understand this reality, we won't talk of the devil disconnected from politics, disconnected from government, and dematerialized. We see that the devil is using governments, using presidents and prime ministers, using heads of state. And when we understand this reality, then we can tap in to God within ourselves, tap into the knowledge of God, and kill Satan in our mentality, and organize and break the power of the synagogue of Satan, break the power of the house of Rothschilds, break the power that they have over the prime ministers and presidents and so on. These heads of state, heads of financial, educational, and economic and religious institutions that have given themselves over to the synagogue of Satan, the house of Rothschilds, and the Oppenheimers. And so we see that Ezekiel chapters 20 through 27, we see how the construct of a wicked economic system of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation is being judged. And so now let's go to Ezekiel chapter 28 for a little while and see what we can learn. Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 1. The word of the Lord came again unto me saying. Now, the Lord. I'm going to pick out some key words and just talk and have a good time reasoning about the Most High and the greatness of the Most High. The Lord. The word Lord is all capitals, all uppercase capitals, L-O-R-D, Lord. That is in the Hebrew dictionary, the Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary on the Hebrew side, the number 3068. Yehovah or Jehovah means the existing one, or I've seen the self-existent one. To exist means to live, to have life. But this is the self-existent one. Therefore, this Most High is life, is life itself. And being life itself, the generator of life, the Most High Yahweh or Yehovah is both father and mother. In Numbers chapter 11, Moses, in talking to Yahweh, talks about the Yahweh having the power to beget, which is the father, and conceive, which is the mother. Yahweh is father and mother. So life is talking. Life is saying. Verse 2, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus. Now, the prince of Tyrus. A prince is not a king. Leader, ruler, captain, prince, that's what the word means. It's a masculine noun, 5057. Najid is the word in the African Hebrew language. But a prince is not a king. Prince of Tyrus, overseer. So it's talking to the prince. And let me just set this up. Later on, we're going to hear the Most High tell Ezekiel to talk to the king of Tyrus. So a prince is not a king. And what we are looking at, sisters and brothers, is that in this wicked world, you have the presidents and prime ministers and kings and queens who are presented to the people as the leaders of this system, but in reality, they are like princes. They are just the ones that you see, the spokespersons for the real hidden king or ruler that is behind the scenes. But you see the princes and you see the princesses. You see the kings and queens and prime ministers and heads of state and heads of financial, educational, and religious institutions. And we think they're the leaders in the system. But in reality, they are just the princes, They're the overseers of the system. They are the ones that we see that are visible, that are the spokespersons for the real, true, hidden power, which is the synagogue of Satan, house of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. So, verse 2, Ezekiel 28, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus, and Tyrus means rock. So this nation, Tyrus, represents a rock, but a rock for who? A rock is neutral. Are you going to be a rock for God or a rock for the devil? So the prince of Tyrus, thus saith the Lord God. Let me look up this word Lord right quick. Now this word Lord is an uppercase L, lowercase O-R-D. So it is a masculine noun, means Adonai. Now it means my Lord, men, a title spoken in place of Yahweh in Jewish display of reverence. So sometimes this was used rather than Yahweh. But if you look at Adon, Adonai, Adon, Dawn, D-A-W-N, Dawn, you can hear Dawn in there. That means the sun rising, the dawn. And you can hear Aton, Aton, the African Egyptian word for the Most High. Using the sun, the S-U-N, as representative of the Most High. That was one of the names of the Most High Father and Mother in the African Egyptian lexicon. This is the root of Adonai. Adonai, Aton, Adon, Adon, Adonai. And so, the Lord is speaking. Lord God is speaking. Because thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God. Now, this is going to the heart of the princes of the system, the prince of Tyrus, representing the princes of this wicked system that we live under in 2011. This word, he says they have lifted their hearts up and said that they are a God. Now, the scripture teaches that we are all gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. But this is a heart that is lifted up to say that they are a God, not as a child of the Most High, but a child of the king of this wicked system, which is the synagogue of Satan. Thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God. This word for God is a capital G, lowercase O-D, L, a mighty one, mighty men of rank, mighty heroes, angels, God, false God, demons, imaginations. Okay? So in this case, they are having a lifted heart, saying they are a God, but not as a child of the Most High, but as an underling of the king of this wicked system, which is the synagogue of Satan, the house of Rothschilds, and the Oppenheimers. And we'll see that this is the case as we continue to move. I sit in the seat of God. That word for God here is Elohim, means gods and goddesses, but not as children of the Most High. In the midst of the seas. Let me see this word seas. S-E-A-S. Come on, computer. It is a masculine noun talking about the Mediterranean Sea, the Red Sea, the Dead Sea, the Sea of Galilee. So we see that Tyrus was an island. Reading the history, Tyrus was an island and controlled the waterways and the seas. And so the prince of Tyrus is becoming lifted up, not as a child of the Most High, but as a child of the king of Tyrus. And says, yet, God talking, the real, the Most High talking, says, yet thou art a man and not God. That word man means Adam in the African Hebrew language, masculine noun, a human being, okay? Now, like I said before, in Psalm 82 and 6, that scripture says, ye are all gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. But these princes of Tyrus, who represent the prime ministers and the presidents and so on, are not saying that they are children of the Most High. They are feeling haughty in spirit as children of Satan, children of the synagogue of Satan. This prince is a child of the king of Tyrus and doing the wicked bidding of the king of Tyrus. And so the Most High says, no, you're not a god, you're a man, and you're not God. Though thou set thine heart as the heart of God. Because why? As we continue to see, we're going to see that this prince of Tyrus is taking advantage of this wicked system of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. That's not a child of God. That's not a true Elohim, God and Goddess, child of the Most High. That is a child of Satan. That is a child of demagogue and demagoguery. That is a child of the synagogue of Satan. This prince of Tyrus is the child of the king of Tyrus. We're taking our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.